Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Blake, it was a nice finish to the week. We were up yesterday in all of the grains. What do the weekly numbers look like? Tell us how we ended the week compared to last week, Blake.
Well, we finished strong across the board. May corn finished at 389.5. That was up 13 cents. December new crop corn was up 12 at 414.5. May soybeans finished the week at 1045, up 16.25. November new crop soybeans finished at 1047. That was up 12. In July, Kansas City wheat led the way higher, closing up 28.5 cents at 530.5.
All right. Well, let's start our conversation this week by talking a little bit about the wheat situation here in the United States. And it's also getting some international headlines, I think, with a drought down in Australia. But what's kind of the wheat situation? What are you watching there, Blake?
Well, most of it's local. You're looking at hefty world stocks, kind of sluggish demand. So as far as futures go, it appears there's not a ton to get excited about. But around the Midwest, you're experiencing the drought, and then there's a drought in Australia as well that people are starting to take notice of. And on top of that, there seems to be quite a bit more freeze damage out there than people have really acknowledged up to this point. And you think you saw that rally in wheat where people are just finally paying attention. That may not reflect in futures prices, but it's already reflecting in basis. We're seeing some really good basis numbers for end users or mills in that Kansas area. And then also on that, pay attention to wheat carries. If you have some hedge, now might be a good time to look at roll and carry, just in case, you know, that freeze damage is what they say, and the drought is worse off than people originally thought.
All right, well, it looks like soybeans got a little bit of a bounce on Friday. Positive talks with China, it sounds like, huh?
Well, I don't know if it was positive talks with China or not. It was a pretty sloppy and a choppy week as far as that goes. One day the China talks went well, the next day they didn't. Then all of a sudden we hop on a plane over there and it appears to go well. Yeah, that could be it. Getting close to the end of the month. Funds were big buyers this week. I don't know if they were just trying to protect their position or what. News flow right now is just pretty slow, so you got to attribute it to some excuse. But yeah, definitely eyes are on that China thing and trade and NAFTA, but there's just no resolution yet, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that. You know, we're kind of sitting in a little bit of a lull in terms of information right now, aren't we, Blake? What's kind of the next thing that's going to make a wave or two for the trade to at least talk about and chew on?
The market moving news is going to be that the trade, of course, and then we got a WASDE coming up, and then of course weather. In the near term, you're going to hear about some planting progress. It's at record low point right now, but you know, people think we can plant or we can seed a crop in 2 weeks, so that's not quite an issue yet. One thing on that aspect is you brought it up to me earlier in the week that you're hearing some farmers plant beans before all their corn, and I read something similar to that shortly after. It seems like guys are seeing profitability in corn or beans, excuse me, versus corn right now.
All right. So are there opportunities to get some new crop bushels priced right now, or are we kind of in a wait-and-see mode right now?
We're in a wait-and-see mode right now, I would say, especially on the wheat. If the damage is there, basis is just going to keep firming up. As far as corn, the demand and supply, as far as that goes, is still friendly. I'm not going to say outright bullish. I'm not ready to buy on any breaks or anything, but kind of sit and wait and see at the moment.
Yep. All right, and we're just going to finish up a little cattle discussion because that was kind of impressive to watch in the last half hour of trade on Friday. What happened, Blake?
Yeah, it was a lull of trading, couple sessions to end the week, and cattle are known to break a guy's heart. So as it was trading weaker and chopping on either side of unchanged and going lower, you're just waiting for the wreck to occur. But in the last 15, 20 minutes of Friday's session, they just screamed higher. I'm not sure exactly what for, but the guys have been friendly this market. Demand is strong. The last I heard, or late on Friday, 124 cash traded, and I think that's a record premium to June futures. And you just couldn't hold them down, which it's exciting. It's nice when you get a surprise on the positive side in cattle. Like I said, it usually just breaks your heart.
Yeah, very interesting to watch anyway. All right, great conversation. Thanks so much for the insight, Blake. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, we've been visiting with Blake Kopitz at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you'd like more information from them, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.